From San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today's Wednesday, August 21st, 2019. It's 4:17 p.m. when I'm recording this 21st episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting for this year. I'm attempting to do a show a day for the entire month of August. Yes, I will get to a full-length show, I promise you. One, I got to find something to talk about. Somebody requested that I do a best to worst AC/DC. That's a difficult one to do. So I guess I can look on Ultimate Classic Rock and see if they did one, and then I can compare notes. I need to study that one. There's also Ginger Wildheart's also got a new album, a solo album, believe it or not. He just came out with the Wildheart's album. There's another Wildheart's EP coming out, and he just came out this week with a solo album. So I may do a track. Pardon me. I'm burping up this fine iced tea, which I'll talk about why I'm not drinking beer in a second. I forget what he did. Oh, he's got a solo album just came out this week, and I have to purchase that, and I'm going to purchase it probably after I get off this episode, and maybe I'll do a track by track on that. So if you got more suggestions on full length shows, what I can do, let me know. There was no rock news today, so I am so effing tired. This happens to me every time that I do a Mad at Dad. I did a Mad at Dad with my podcast mentor, Dave Slusher, last night, and I always drink too much. The show always goes about an hour and a half, sometimes longer, which is not that long, but the next morning, you know, I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning. The dogs, we got five dogs, and they all decided to sleep in the bed last night. This is a complaining session with Butler. Complaining with Butler. Dogs all slept in the bed, so I slept like a pretzel and woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, which my alarm was set for 4:45 anyway. Went to sleep at like about 10 o'clock. I started watching Bachelor in Paradise, if you can believe that. And that show, something about that show is ridiculously so bad that it's kind of entertaining. So, I mean, that probably makes me gay for watching that, but it's a really bad show, but something about it. Yes, I hear you on Facebook. And another thing that happened, I've noticed that I think I have poison oak or poison ivy or something, poison oak all over my arms. And when I went up to the mountains, I did some weed eating, and I think I either weed-eated a bunch of poison oak. I did fall when I was hiking with the wife. We were looking for game trails and just walking through the woods and walking the dogs with us. And actually, we didn't have the dogs, but I was trying to pull a branch away from the trail and I fell on my ass, and I think I might have fell on a bunch of poison oak. It's all over the place up there. So I have like oozing stuff from my arms, and I can look at poison oak and break out in it, and nothing works for me except going to the doctor and getting a shot. So I have that to look forward to. And I'm scratching it. Then I'm rubbing my eyes. Now my eyes are itching. My back is itching. Let's hope I don't have to scratch my you-know-what. And the dogs probably have it too. So if I tell my wife that I have poison oak, she's probably going to make me watch the dogs. And we got five dogs, and that's what I'll be doing all night. I was supposed to have Featherwitch practice tonight. And because Featherwitch is actually technically broken up, but we committed to playing my daughter's wedding. And my daughter's getting married on September 14th. And practice got canceled last week, and then it got canceled again tonight. So time is running out, and I'm starting to get a little bit nervous because my daughter, if we cancel my daughter's wedding, it's going to be a combination wedding and funeral, because my daughter is going to murder me for backing out of playing her wedding. So something's got to happen. We have two more practices scheduled. Hopefully we will make those practices. We have to learn a song that her fiance is surprising her with. He's going to get up and sing, so we have to learn that too. Did I do enough complaining today? I think so. Oh, I'm drinking iced tea because I'm afraid that if I drink beer, let me take a sip of this fine iced tea. Ah, it's actually good iced tea because I made it. Not too sweet, not too unsweet. I'm afraid if I drink a beer right now at 4:22, I will pass out, and I need to make dinner. I'm going to make spaghetti carbonara for dinner. My dogs are rubbing or scratching my... I'm going to let them in here. Might as well get more poison oak. Yeah, that's Stella, the little monster. All right, I forget. Also, I'm making spaghetti carbonara for dinner. I was going to go out and eat on... I usually, when we practice in Santa Rosa, which is like 2 hours away, I meet Joel in San Rafael, and I stop at a really good ramen place and have dinner and then take a nap in my truck, which that was the plan. But since practice is canceled, I'm going to make spaghetti carbonara and scratch my arms and my back and my eyes and everything else and do that all night. So that's my day. I hope you enjoyed that, friends. So just remember, you think you got it bad, there's always somebody that's got it worse. And when I feel like I got poison oak and I'm scratching my eyes and I'm on no sleep, it could be worse. I could be dead. And I could not have a house in the mountains. Lots of things could be wrong. So I am grateful, even though I have poison oak, even though my eyes are itching, even though I'm tired and hungover, even though my daughter's going to kill me if we back out of playing her wedding, life is good, friends. Always look on the bright side of life, as the great guy from Fawlty Towers said, John Cleese. All right, in honor of my skin condition, I'm going to play a song from Baby Chaos called Poison Ivy Girls. If you do not know who Baby Chaos is, they put out three albums. They put out two albums. First album they did, well, they put out two albums, then broke up and reformed and put out another album. First album was called Safe Sex, Designer Drugs, and the Death of Rock and Roll. Classic album. That is one of my favorite albums. Then they put out another album like a year or two later called Love Yourself Abuse, which is even better than that album. Look for those two albums, friends, because you will not be disappointed. As a matter of fact, I was going to say don't look on the bonus content, but I'm too tired to put up bonus content. So send me an email and I will send you those albums because those albums are fantastic. So anyway, they broke up, and I had the singer on my show, and we did a classic albums revisited on Love Yourself Abuse, and I tried to talk him into reforming Baby Chaos, and shortly after that, Baby Chaos reformed. So I'm not going to take credit for it, but I'm not going to say that I did not plant the seed in his head either. So they got back together and put out another album called Skulls, 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 Show Me the Glory in 2015. I think that's the last album. It's a good album, too. It is not as good as those first two, but not many albums are. But this song is really good. It's called Poison Ivy Girl, so that's what I'm going to play for you. Thank you for listening to me, bitch, today. Rockandrollgeek.com is where you can find the show. Email me, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. You can even send me long-winded, sarcastic asshole emails like somebody has been doing. I'll even read those, friends. I might not read them on the show, but I might. If it's entertaining, I will. His just happened to not be entertaining. But why am I saying this? I don't know, because that's complain, Butler, complain. All right. Remember, life is good, friends. Always look on the bright side of life. Where am I? Oh, yeah. rockandrollgeek@gmail.com is how you can email me. Find me on the Facebook R&R Geek. There's a Facebook group, which I did not create, but I do approve people. Rock and Roll Geek Shows. Just look for it. The one with the most members. You have to answer a couple questions so I know you're not some guy trying to hack my emails and send me crank emails. Also known as trolls. Yeah, I know. But you can also find me on the... I'm losing my mind. Find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek. Find me on the Instagram, Rock and Roll Geek. Don't ask. thank you for the donations, friends. Please keep the donations coming, because without your donations, this show would die a horrible, putrid, stench-filled, itching to death, poison oak kind of death. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Here's Baby Chaos, Poison Ivy Girls.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.